Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with filmmaker Clark Mackey, who recently premiered his latest documentary, Revolution Begins at Home. Clark, thank you for joining me.
Good to be here.
Congratulations, first of all, on your new documentary. Can you explain what it's all about?
Well, yes. Yeah, so the documentary tells the story of how my mother and brother and sister joined a very sort of extreme Maoist group, a Marxist-Leninist group, in Toronto in 1969. My mother had been a painter, an abstract expressionist painter before that, and was not particularly political, although she was interested in the women's liberation movement and things like that. But she kind of went from being a painter, she rejected painting as bourgeois, and she just embraced political organizing in this movement, and went and worked in a factory and tried to organize the workers and all that sort of thing. And then it follows how she didn't last too long in the movement before she dropped out, and that's part of what the story's about. But also, my brother and sister, my sister was 11 and my brother was 13, they became involved and they lasted in the movement longer. They actually stayed around and participated in things. They got arrested. All kinds of crazy things happened to them. And so the film is that story, but it also is trying to evoke the period. It's trying to talk about the complexity of the politics, the left-wing politics of the late 60s in Toronto. It's a story that actually I think very few people, certainly my own students, are unfamiliar with, right? They have a kind of I think a lot of people have a kind of a caricatured view of the 60s, as sex, drugs, and rock and roll and all that sort of thing. But actually, it was a time of really quite profound political ferment,
Yeah. Well, in the film, you suggest that some of the leftist movements are actually as black as white as some of the organizations the people are rising up against. It doesn't allow for differences, and it sort of puts everyone as other if they're not subscribing to their beliefs. Do you think that's true of most movements, or do you think there are some that allow room for that kind of thinking?
Oh, yeah. No, I think that there's actually a really wide range, and I sort of suggest at the end of the movie that, in fact, today, I think, the young people who are organizing now have, to some extent, have learned some of those lessons of the past, right? But certainly in the past, the left, in many cases, was quite polarized, right? So there would be all of these different groups, and they would dislike each other, and they would disagree with each other over points of, program, and it got very heated, and so it became kind of, extreme differences, or the differences got magnified, and it's interesting to me. One of the reasons I made the film is I sort of see that also happening today. I mean, there are certainly people who are more pluralistic and who are interested in a more conversational kind of democracy. But I think there is also, if you think, just all you have to do is look at, politics in the United States, for example, and you see, hardened positions, people that don't want to discuss or aren't open to changing their point of view, and I would say that I see that on both sides, I guess, or on many sides. I've been told by my young friends who are involved in political organizing in now these days that there are those problems still existing in left-wing organizations today, just people, they have their position, they believe in it. And they're not going to listen to what other people have to say. And I think it can be destructive, right? It closes down productive debate, I think.
Is that something you hope to accomplish with the film, to sort of reopen debate or encourage it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what motivated me. Well, there are two things motivated me to make Revolution Begins at Home. The first was that it was a good story. It has youthful idealism confronted with, you know, the harsh realities of the world and, you know, fall and redemption. It has, you know, violence and slapstick comedy and all kinds of, it has all the elements of a good story. But I think what really made me want to make it is that I thought that it could provide some food for thought for people who are organizing today, trying to make the world a better place today. It could help them to maybe think about how they organize themselves and how they talk to each other. And the film is, you know, both a good story, but also a kind of hopefully stimulating questions for people. And to some, I think certainly in just the couple of screenings that we've had so far, I have that sense, right, that it has raised questions for people in their own minds about their own attitudes to people they disagree with.
Can you speak a bit to the title that you chose? I mean, of course, you're starting with how it begins at your own home, starting with your mother, Eleanor, but was that a reference to sort of the personal being political, or what do you mean by that?
Oh, yeah. So at the beginning of the movie, there is a quote on the screen that says, "The personal is political." And that is a slogan from the women's liberation movement of the late 1960s. The revolution begins at home was also a slogan of the women's liberation movement, and it implied that the sexual politics of the home, in other words, the male and the female and the power relationships between them, constituted a part of, involved a rethinking if you wanted to think about it in political terms. So revolution begins at home is a reference to another slogan from the women's liberation movement. But it also refers to the idea that politics and political activism has an effect on one's family life and, one's inner life. And that's certainly the case with this. I mean, the experiences of 45 years ago, had a lasting impact on all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for making this film. I found it absolutely fascinating. I know there are two screenings coming up, June 8th and 9th, at the Screening Room, screeningroomkingston.com. And where else can people go to find information on upcoming screenings?
Yeah, so we're just setting up a website now. So it's at https://revolutionbeginsathome.co. It's the URL for the website. And there is on Facebook, you just go to Revolution Begins at Home. Just enter that in your Facebook search. And that page will be updating with any information about screenings or festivals. It's going to go into festival release now. So I'm hoping that this fall that it will be showing in some of the key documentary festivals in Canada and elsewhere.
Great. Well, good luck with that, and thank you for chatting with me about it.
It was a pleasure.